This morning we are going to open up to Matthew chapter 21. So if you would turn there, it's only two verses, so shouldn't take long, right? We all know how that goes. But this is a passage that Jesus begins to talk about this fig tree, and we'll read the scripture in just a minute as we go through it. But I want us to understand something today, that if you walk out of this place and you don't see yourself in this passage, it's your fault. Okay? I'm putting this out there. I'm not aiming it at anybody other than myself. And you will see me a lot of times looking at this front pew when I preach. I don't stare at anybody. I don't look at anybody. I will look up and I will look around, but you'll see me a lot of times, if you've noticed, that I stare at this front pew. The reason for that is because during the week I come up and I sit on that front pew and I preach to myself before I ever bring it to you. And so this morning, as we open this passage, I want us to look at this and I want us to understand where God expects us to be, where God calls us to be. And so in Matthew chapter 21, if you'd read along with me, verse 18, it says, "Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, 'Let no fruit grow on you ever again.' And immediately the fig tree withered away." Let's pray. Father God, in this passage this morning, I pray that you speak to us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would move in this place in such a way that we would not be able to sit here and hear this message apart from hearing your word, apart from hearing you, feeling you move, Lord, because it has nothing to do with us without first being your love sent to us. And so we pray, Lord, that you would move in this place today and you would be glorified, you would be honored, and our lives would be given to you fully. In your name we pray. Amen. This is a very short passage, and when we look at this, there are so many things that we need to kind of talk about as we get into it. Throughout the New Testament and even the Old Testament, a fig tree basically represented Israel, the children of God. And so it's kind of Jesus talking to, even though he is going through, this is not a parable, this is something that happened, but it's that thought of the fig tree. Jesus was so miraculous that he could either tell a parable or tell something that happened that was going on in his ministry, and it would be something that actually happened, but it would have such an impactful message in it, and a lot of times people missed it. It was written down. God wrote it down in his word. He kept it for us today so that we would hear this. Israel is that fig tree. But today, you are that fig tree. In the New Testament, he always talked about the trees and the different things going on with the fig tree and how it resembled Israel and how they were supposed to be God's chosen, and they rejected him. But this morning, I want us to look at that fig tree, and I want us to understand, first of all, if you are a child of God, this fig tree may be pointing at us. And so let's look at the first thing. It says that he was hungry, and it was a normal morning, and he's walking back to the city as he did oftentimes, and he was hungry, and so he sees this fig tree by the road. Now some people will say because of the time of year, some scholars will say it really wasn't time for the figs to grow. Well, the leaves would bud out, and any time the leaves were on the fig tree, there would at least be some small buds that a lot of times people would eat. Not necessarily the figs, but just the buds themselves, they would consume. They would eat those as well. And so scholars want to say, well, why would Jesus curse a fig tree that wasn't even supposed to have figs yet? That's scholars trying to find a way to pick at the Scripture. And so we look at this, and first I want us to see where this fig tree was at. Jesus is going into town. He's returning to the city. and he looks up by the road. Now, isn't that a strange spot for a fig tree to be planted? Just by the road. I never thought about that, because generally we would think of other times in the scripture where people would have some type of an orchard or some type of a vineyard or something, and their fig trees would be planted, and they would have them in a certain location to where the, but this fig tree is just planted by the road. It's by the road where a lot of people go by. But this day, Jesus is coming by, but I want you to first look at where this fig tree is at. It's not in a usual spot. It's probably not in a protected spot. It's probably not one that has been nurtured and grown. We don't know for sure, but it's just a fig tree by the road. Where are you? Where are you planted? Because we understand, and there's not a scripture that says bloom where you planted, but we've heard that all of our lives, that we are supposed to bloom where God puts us. We are supposed to produce where He puts us. And you and I, we want to be put in a vineyard. We want to be put in a place that's safe, that's nurtured, that's protected, that's checked out, that's watched over. We want to be in those type of places. You and I want to be in that orchard. But you know what places need the most light? The darkness. You are called to bloom where you're planted. Some of you are going to be planted in work locations. Some are going to be planted at schools and colleges and different places, ball games, gymnasiums, wherever you're planted, that is where you have to bloom. Well, I'm just put there just for a while, and I can't wait till I get older till I can be that person that God wants me to be. That's a ridiculous statement. Well, you know, when I was younger, I did this. I was out there and I ministered and I did those things, but now I'm probably getting to a point where I can't do that. That's a ridiculous statement too. Because from the time that we have breath to the time that we breathe our last, He has a purpose for us here. You are to bloom where you're planted. That's your responsibility. That's the purpose of a fig tree, was to produce figs. It was to grow beside that road. Why? Why in the world would that fig tree be there? Why are you where you're at? Man, I just don't seem like I can reach anybody where I'm at. Well, the next thing that happens is Jesus is walking and he sees in a distance this fig tree by the road. He says, in seeing that fig tree, He went to it. Jesus saw that fig tree in a distance. Jesus sees you exactly where you are. You may feel like you're so far away. You may feel like you are by the hustle and bustle of the world and everything's going by as fast as you can. Sometimes you feel like you're not beside the road. You feel like you're in the middle of the road. But Jesus sees where you're at. And there is nothing that you can do that He does not see. You know, so many times we have this idea that when I get up and I put on my Sunday best, or when I go to church, or when I go to Bible study, then Jesus sees everything. No, when you're in your closet, when you're in your car, when you're wherever you are, when it seems like nobody's around, when life is knocking you down, Jesus sees you. He knows where you're at. He is the one that planted you where you're at. And He sees you from a distance. But I wonder if we ever think about this. It doesn't mention it. I'm not trying to add to Scripture. But I would almost guarantee that Jesus was not the first one to see that fig tree. there are other people that see you from a distance. Stop and think about that for just a moment. You are supposed to be this fig tree that Jesus has planted, that God has planted you exactly where you are. And people see you from a distance. Now, yeah, we know that our family and our friends, our close friends, we know they see us. We get feedback from them. But the people that see you from a distance need to be drawn to you. Jesus saw the fig tree from a distance. And when he saw that fig tree, he came to it. Why? He assumed, it says he was hungry. He came to the fig tree for food. Do people see you from a distance and see something in you that they would want? Jesus came to this fig tree. People are watching. But more importantly, Jesus is watching everything we do. Where you're planted is not too far away. He came to this fig tree that was by the road. And the saddest statement is he found nothing on it but leaves. Man, the whole purpose of the fig tree was to bear figs. And there's leaves. And you know, Israel was this religious nation. The whole idea was that they were to draw people to God. They were to worship God and they were to serve God. And they were supposed to be this religious nation. And they were a bunch of leaves. You and I have to be very careful that we're not just a bunch of leaves. This tree, and I thought about this week as I'm praying over this and looking over it, and I could not get past one statement. It says, when he found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it. Jesus spoke to the tree. Jesus spoke to the tree. Think about that for just a minute. Because we know that the Bible says the hairs on our head are numbered and we're more valuable than a sparrow. And every time the sparrow falls, God knows it. So how much more does he know us? How much more does he care for us? If he's going to speak to a tree, then how much more important are you, and how much more does he want to speak to you? He spoke to this tree because it was not fulfilling its purpose. He went to the tree to try to find either buds or figs on it that he could eat. When Jesus comes to me, when Jesus comes to you, what does he find? What does he find? I can't answer for you. You can't answer for me. But he wants something from you. That is the purpose. He wants a relationship from you, first of all. But he also wants spiritual fruit. We can read in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. We know all of those are the fruit of the Spirit. Well, I can be kind, and I can be good. Not very good at being patient. And we can pick and choose, but the bottom line is that's the fruit of the Spirit in us. You know what a tree is? A fig tree without figs is a shade tree. You know what a shade tree does? it blocks the sun. Now, our option as we look at this, we know that it's planted in a certain place. Jesus went to it. Jesus expected something from it, and he didn't find it. All he found was a shade tree. You know, there's a lot of times in my life when I feel like all I am is a shade tree. And it's one thing, we know the scripture that tells us that if we're not gathering, we're scattering, and how we're supposed to be out, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, and we talk a lot about going out and witnessing and being the witness in his witness in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and all the parts of the earth, and we think about all the things that we're supposed to go out and do. But it's more of who we are to him. He wants that spiritual fruit that is just part of him being in us. Because when I pick my fruit, when I want to say, well, I'm this and I'm this and sometimes I'm this and I'm trying better at that, then that fruit is for me. And if you stop and think, the fruit is not for the tree. The fruit is not produced for the tree. It's produced for the master of the tree. All we're supposed to do is take the nourishment that God gives us and the Holy Spirit that's inside us, and that should produce fruit for someone else. As we look at this, the last thing that happens, Jesus says, let no fruit grow on you ever again. You know, the fig trees, I looked it up yesterday about all the different fig trees throughout the Bible. And like I said, it's comparison to Israel. But there are fig trees all throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And you know, I narrowed it down to basically four things, four ways that it talks about that they took care of them. Fig trees were watered. Some fig trees were dug around and fertilized. Some fig trees were pruned. This one was judged. So my question is, as I read this to myself and as I present it to you, what kind of fig tree am I? What kind of fig tree are you? Because we all know that we've been placed by a road somewhere. We all know that people can see us. We all know that God expects something from us. But the bottom line is, what kind of fig tree are we going to be? Man, I want to be the one that's watered. You know, Proverbs tells us that to him that takes care of the fig tree, he gets to produce, he gets the fruit. God takes care of us. We know that. It tells us that there are fig trees that are watered. They're taken care of. They're given everything they need. We're given everything we need. But if we don't produce fruit, then we look at that other fig tree where it says they're going to cut it down. He said, oh, let me dig around it and fertilize it for a year. And then if it doesn't produce any fruit, then we'll take it down. It's just wasting space. Are we wasting space? Then there's that idea of, you know, if it produces fruit, then maybe it needs to be pruned back so it'll produce even more fruit and much fruit. Well, I'm producing enough. I don't really want pruned back. That sounds painful. But this one is judged immediately. It says, immediately the fig tree withered away. This whole passage is talking about hypocrisy. People don't want to come to church because it's full of hypocrites. Oh, it's full of sinners. It's the bottom line. We're all sinners saved by grace if we've accepted Christ. But Jesus takes this passage, and it's something that just happened on a normal day, but he's teaching them by what he does about this fig tree by the road, how he found nothing on it, and how he cursed it, and it withered and died immediately. Why would he do that? Why would he curse it? I'm sure he walked past other fig trees that were not producing. But it tells us that when he walked past this one and he found nothing on it but leaves, he said to it, let no fruit grow ever again. Because it was not doing what it was pretending to do. From a distance, it looked like it was producing fruit, because if it had leaves on it, it should at least have the buds on it, if not fruit itself. What are you producing? That's the bottom line. There are a lot of people out there that are not producing any fruit, but you know what? They're not trying to. They're not claiming to. When you and I claim to follow Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we must produce fruit. There is no two ways about it. It is not an option. And it brought about the cursing of Jesus. Now, not every fig tree got cursed, but one did. Not every hypocrite is going to be cursed immediately, but we will all be judged. That's a scary thought. But we need to understand that obedience, surrender, submission to the Holy Spirit in our lives will produce fruit. Disobedience, lack of submission, will hinder the fruit from growing. When you're by the road, produce fruit. Because somebody's watching. Number one, Jesus. But maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your siblings. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's the person that works for you. Somebody's watching. But you know, that person that's watching you, they're not the one that's going to judge you. Jesus Christ died on the cross. And at that point, he was able to be the judge of the world. This fig tree, I'm going to close with this. I relate to this fig tree a lot. Like I said, sometimes I feel like I'm just out by the road, and anybody that wants to see my fruit needs to walk by. They need to come and look. Jesus came to me, and this fig tree found itself at the feet of Jesus. Every tree, every person will find themselves at the feet of Jesus. One day, as Christians, I will be held accountable at the judgment seat of Christ. I'll be held accountable for what fruit I produced, what I didn't, what I did with what God gave me opportunities, the things that He blessed me with, what did I do with them? What did I do with Jesus Christ in my life? Every one of us as Christians will find ourselves at the feet of Jesus. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, man, you may feel like you're out by the road. You may feel like you're doing fine. But there's no fruit. And one day you're going to find yourself at the feet of Jesus. And he's going to say, you never fulfilled the purpose for which I created you. You have the opportunity, like those other trees, to be watered, to be fertilized, to be pruned, to be taken care of, because that's what he promises. I don't want to be a shade tree. But the only difference is fruit. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. And Lord, we just pray right now that you would convict, that you would challenge, that you would continue to call each of us where we are. Lord, we cannot produce it without you. Lord, may we surrender to you. May we be what you've called us to be. Lord, if there be any in this place that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray today would be the day that they find themselves at your feet, surrendering to you. Lord, watch over us. May we honor and glorify you. In your name we pray. Amen.